Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now with Tad and Melissa. It's Oscar weekend. Tommy Edison is the blind film critic. Blind since birth. He reviews movies based purely on dialogue and sound and then puts them up on YouTube. Here's an example.
You know what really bugged me was Jared Leto's portrayal of the Joker. Oh my God, was that over the top. And the laugh. I didn't quite get the laugh either. It felt forced. I felt like if Jared Leto pushed anymore when he was doing the Joker's laugh, he was going to have a baby.
Tommy joins us on the phone right now. How did you decide to start reviewing movies for YouTube?
Right. So it happened a bunch of years ago. I was talking with my friend Ben about movie, and I was complaining about, I don't even remember what movie it was. But the ending of it, like the last 10, 15 minutes of it, all the resolution was silent. So I was like, this stinks. I hate this movie. What a piece of garbage. And so we got the idea to review movies. So the first one we did was Scream 4. It was back in 2011. And we hit the jackpot because the first review we ever did, Roger Ebert actually tweeted it out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was incredible. I know. He actually tweeted out the first couple of them. So it was a very cool thing. And so that's how I started as the blind film critic.
And now, what are you, 12 million views later? Like, people watch your videos all the time?
Yeah, on that channel, yeah, although we haven't done it in a while. We did a bunch of them in the summertime, but the other channel is the real big channel. That one I've got like 48 million views.
Oh, that's so great. Good for you.
It's cool. It's very good. Thank you very much.
Tell us what your other channel is all about.
The other channel is where I answer your questions about blindness and about how I use different technology and how I walk around with a white cane and things, you know, as esoteric as how do you know whether or not you're awake or asleep because your eyes are closed all the time, out to, you know, what do you think space is like, or the ocean, you know, intangible things, like, you know, people trying to describe sunsets and all sorts of things. It's very interesting.
So let me ask you a question about the people who go to that channel. Do you find that majority of people who ask you questions are from, you know, the blind community for life, or the people who are slowly starting to lose theirs?
You know, it's a little bit of both. I'll tell you, the one thing, Melissa, that I like so much is when I hear from people that say to me, you know what, I have a son or daughter that's blind, and they're like 2-3 years old, and watching your videos has made me know that their life is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorites. That absolutely makes me melt.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're talking to blind film critic Tommy Edison. The Oscars are coming up this weekend.
There's a part of me that feels like there's a lot of people who have not seen all the movies, so mm-hmm. I'm curious, from your perspective, if somebody was going to binge watch this weekend and try to get in as many as possible, which one should they avoid?
Don't bother with Jackie. Jackie's just dull. I just didn't care for it. You know what else I would avoid, honestly? La La Land.
Yeah, I agree with you. I couldn't stand that movie.
That's me.
Yeah.
Having those two play singers, it would be like me playing Picasso in a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Melissa said long ago, before I saw it anywhere else, she said, Hollywood loves to celebrate Hollywood.
Yeah.
They sure do. They absolutely love it. And, I mean, it's up for 14. I think it'll probably win 7 or 8.
So, Tommy, going from movies to avoid while you're binge-watching, if this weekend you can only do one movie, like, yeah, I haven't seen any of the Best Picture movies, I'm going to go see one before the Oscars Sunday night, which one do you send them to?
I say Manchester by the Sea. I love that so much. One of the things I loved about that movie, it's very difficult to do the New England accent. And everybody in that movie did it perfectly. Like, it was like being there. It was mm-hmm. so good. And the performances are strong. The story's great. Everything about it. I mean, the writing's really good. I just love that movie so much.
And if we were going to close our eyes and watch a movie, what movie should win, do you think, for best sound?
Sound, I think, is probably going to be Rogue One, right? Because the Star Wars thing, you know, it's going to have all the different effects in it and stuff. But, I mean, like, La La Land sounds great. It really does. Manchester by the Sea sounds great, but I think it's going to be Rogue One. I think that's going to win it.
Tommy Edison, blind film critic. You're in Los Angeles, so I imagine you need to get to sleep.
Yeah, thank you, honey, so much for joining us. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Listen, I'm going to stay up and listen to the rest of the show. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to sleep until 6.
Hey, thank you, Tommy.
T, I love you. Thanks, baby.
Check out Tommy's video channels. He's got the blind film critic. He's also got the Tommy Edison experience. Just go to B985.com and click Mornings.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.